may need a two-part 10-minute halacha because it's a longer topic. I did a fair amount of research. What happened was a couple of years ago, I noticed that some of the local stores, some of the candy stores that where you buy gifts, when you go places for Shabbos, were not only selling candy in like plastic and wicker and that kind of baskets, they were also selling candy in like glass bowls and even metal bowls. And I asked the person in the store if they were tovel, and the person said, no, doesn't need tefillah yet. You have to use it after you finish using the candies that are in it, then you could tovel it. But it doesn't require tefillah yet, because after all, you're allowed to use things one time before you tovel them. It's one of the, that goes on the list of the most famous misconceptions in Judaism, that you're allowed to use things one time before you tovel them. So I got all excited about it, and I went to the VAD, and I complained about it a little bit, and we're still discussing it, exactly how to deal with the issue, but made me look into this issue a little bit. What is the halacha in terms of, or is there any eitzah as a store? Can we give hashgacha on a store that is going to sell items that are sold in kelim that have not been toveled? Is there any eitzah? Is it okay just let the store tovel it? Would that be a good eitzah? Can you buy it? Can we tell people to buy it, use it, and then tovel it? Is there any reason why that would be mutter? If it's not mutter, why is it any different than when I buy a pickle jar? And it's a glass jar, and I still eat the pickles right out of the glass jar, and that's, for some reason, no one has any problem with that. Or drinking a Snapple out of a glass bottle, or anything of that nature. What's the difference between all these cases? So I want to go through the sugya a little bit. We'll try to go through as quickly as possible. So first of all, in terms of the eitzah of why can't a store just do... Well, let's start at the beginning. Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin Hei Amud Beis says that someone who buys food utensils, clay su'uda, from a guy has to tovel the kelim before you use them. There is a machlokas, whether it's a machlokas rishonim, whether it's a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan, but everyone agrees that it's definitely a chiyuv. There's also a machlokas tanoim, whether glass utensils require tevila, mida oraisa or mida rabbanan. We paskin, Shulchan Aruch assumes that kelim, that glass kelim only require tevila, mida rabbanan. So most of the situations with these candy dishes are an issue of glass. So the starting point is we're dealing with the chiv tevila, mida rabbanan. Still a chiv tevila, but it's a chiv tevila, mida rabbanan, not a chiv tevila, mida oraisa. I have seen some cases where there were metal dishes, in which case, obviously, it would be a chiv tevila mida oraisa. Now, if you were to buy the dish and then just empty it as soon as you buy it and tovel it and then put the candies back in, that would be fine. Then you will have fulfilled whatever requirement you have. That would be no problem. Problem is, that's not what people do. People buy the dish and use it. They eat the candies out of the dish. So is there any solution, any way that this could work? So the first possible answer is just let the store do it. Simplest solution, let the store tovel all the kelim that they buy before they fill it with food. However, that does not seem to work. Shulchan Aruch in Yerodeh Asim Kuf Chav Sif Ches says that someone who buys kelim that he's going to use, let's say knives to cut parchments, he doesn't want to use them for a meal, is not chayiv to tovel those kelim. And the Taz quotes the Beis Yosef that the same would hold true if you buy kelim that are meant to be used for suda, but you have no plan of using them for suda. You want to use them for business. You just want to sell them. So for me, it's not clay suda. If I own a store, I'm not buying these kelim because I want to use these bowls, these dishes, to eat from, to use as clay suda. I want to buy these dishes so I can sell. Instead of selling a bowl of candy in a plastic dish, I can only charge $9.99 for it. I sell it in a glass dish, I can all of a sudden charge $29.99 for it. So that's what I want to use. I want to use it to sell the dish. I want to use it as clay schora. So the Taz writes beferish that as clay schora, it's going to be the person has no chiyuv tevila. The store has no chiyuv tevila because for them it's clay schora. So you might say, okay, they have no chiyuv tevila. But maybe if they do it, the tefillah works. So Minchas Yitzchak and Teshuvah Chelek Aleph Siman Mem Daled proves that if you are not one who is chayiv in tefillah, and nor have you been commissioned by the one who is chayiv in tefillah to be his shaliach and do the tefillah for him, then your tefillah is completely ineffective. To tovel something when you don't have a chayiv and you are not a shaliach of the one who does have a chayiv, then you are unable to effect any tevila. In Minchas Yitzchak Chelek Ches, Siman Ayin discusses this further. He brings a raya to this from another Taz. Don't want to get into all the details, but that is the essential rule. Now, so you might say, okay, so the store has no chiyuv of tevila. So what do you mean? Why can we're going to withhold hashgacha from a store? They don't have a chiyuv tevila. So they're allowed to sell it. It's the purchaser's problem. If I buy a candy dish, I'm the first one that turns that wants to use it as clay suda. So I have to empty the candy dish, tovel it, and then refill it. It's not the store's problem. So why should that cause any problems with the store? Let the store sell what they sell. Should be no problem. So in fact, Rav Breish and Chalkas Yaakov, Chalk Beis Simenun Zayin, says that the store is absolved of any responsibility to tovel these kelim. And even though it sells it to Jews, it's klei schor for the store, and it's no problem for the store. However, it would seem that at least it would be a violation of Lifnei Iver. Meaning, if you know that everybody who buys these kinds of dishes will eat from these dishes. No one buys a fancy dish made up just so with the candies arranged in a nice way and then empties it out, tovels it, and then refills it the same way. Nobody does that. And you know that nobody's going to do that. So it would seem that at the very least it would be an issue of Lifnei Iver. Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Sefer Tvilas Kelim on page Reish Lamates Reish Mem has a very interesting heter why it would be permissible maybe to sell it. It wouldn't be a Lifnei Iver problem. However, it seems that the majority of poskim would assume that this is in fact a problem. I saw in an OU tshuva, the OU has certain tshuvas on record that they keep that Rav Belsky and Rav Shechter write. So in tshuva number A176, Rav Belsky and Rav Shechter were asked about they wanted to sell salt and pepper shakers that were pre-filled with salt and pepper, glass salt and pepper shakers that were pre-filled with salt and pepper. So Rav Shechter wrote that the OU can't give hashkacha on that, because if the OU is giving hashkacha on that, they're giving the impression that you're allowed to use the salt and pepper shakers as you buy them. They're already filled with salt, and you're not allowed to. You would have to empty out the salt, tovel them, and then refill them. So even though it's nicer to sell with the salt and pepper in it, he thought that's not permissible at all. So the question is, what are the heterim over here? Having the store tovel it, we just said, is not an option. So what are the potential heterim? So one possible heter, so to speak, in quotes, heter, is that people say one-time use. If you use something one time, that's no problem. The Ramah in Yardeis from Kuf Chaf Siv Ches clearly paskins to the contrary, says that you're not allowed to use something even one time without toveling. All the poskim have debated the status of disposable kelim, aluminum pans, things like that. That's a discussion in the poskim. If it's a kli that is only meant to be used once, but if it's a kli that's meant to be used over and over again, and you happen to use it one time before you tovel it, that there's no heter for. You're going to use it 100 times. I want to use it once before tefillah, that there's absolutely no heter for. There is a heter for something that is technically meant to be used only once, like a disposable kli, an aluminum pan, something like that. But that's a totally different issue. So it seems that the one-time use heter is simply a heter that does not exist. Oh, we'll get to the pickle jar. We'll get to the pickle jar. Not today, probably tomorrow we'll get to the pickle jar. Another possible heter is Dover Yavesh, Rav Moshe, it's printed somewhere in Nigris Moshe, but it was originally printed in the Torah Lahara, Choveres Beis, page 20, quoted in Sefer Tefilas Kelim Paragimel, Harach Avdalid, was asked about someone who's eating in somebody else's house and discovers while he's eating there that the kelim that he's been given have not been toveled. So Rav Moshe suggests that the isra of eating from a kli that hasn't been toveled is only if you're actually using that kli, meaning the kli is actually serving some function for you. So if the kli, however, is not functioning for you, it's just there for manners, for having proper manners. I mean, for instance, you're eating a piece of chicken or potato kugel from a plate rather than straight from the table. Does the plate help you in any way? It's not helping you eat it. It doesn't even help really hold the food. The food would be just as fine in the same place on the table. Why do you have it in a plate? Because it's proper manners to have it on the plate and not have it directly on the tablecloth. So Moshe says, so in such a case, you're allowed to use the plate, even though the plate wasn't toveled. The fork is functional. That you're probably not allowed to use. Right, you can't use the fork probably, but the plate that you're allowed to use. So some have suggested maybe the same logic would be used for the candy dish that hasn't been toveled. You're not really using the candy dish. The candy would just be there anyway without the dish. When you're eating from the candy dish, candy dish isn't doing anything. So I think that is incorrect. First of all, candy dishes do serve a functional. If you have a dish full of jelly beans. So if the bowl wasn't there full of the jelly beans, where would the jelly beans be? What, stacked up nicely in front of you? No, it would be scattered all over the place. So there's a definite function. It may not be like a soup bowl where it's simply there will be no matzias to eat it without the bowl there, but it still serves a definite function having it there. Secondly, it's clear that Rav Moshe does not permit that lechatchila. He doesn't say, oh, it's okay not to tovel your glass plates because you're not really using them anyway. No, obviously, lechatchila, you have a chi of tvila, you have a mitzvah to tovel your dishes. It's just that b'dieved, if you're at someone's house and they weren't tovel, since it's his chiyuv, it's a balabas's chiyuv, and you only have the isser to eat from, to use a plate that wasn't toveled, so it's not called using a plate that's not toveled. But the mitzvah's tevila that's on the balabas is still there. So when you're the balabas and you buy a candy dish, you still have a mitzvah's tevila. And also, Shlomo Zalman, quoted in Tefilas Kehilim and Perek Gimel Arachav, just disagrees with Rav Moshe Solkula. He doesn't think that it's correct. He thinks that, what do you mean? If you're eating from a plate, that's called using the plate. I don't care if the plate is serving a pragmatic function or it's serving a stylistic function. It doesn't make a difference. It's a function of the plate, and therefore it's going to be a problem anyway. Rav Shlomo Zalman has another innovative solution for that particular case where you're at someone's house and you discover that the Kehilim are not toveled. That's for a different time. So, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll discuss why this is any different than a pickle jar, a coffee can, anything like that, and then hopefully we'll come to some sort of conclusion.